The Gym Queen's Curse. Emily strutted into the gym like she owned it. And in her mind, she did. Her neon leggings clung to every muscle. Sports bra cut low to show off a stomach she'd carved with years of punishing focus and discipline. She loved watching heads turn when she walked past, loved the little pangs of envy in other women's eyes. But today wasn't about them. Huh. Today was about her and her followers. She clipped her LED light stand to the mirror, adjusted her tripod, and made sure her phone's camera captured her from the best angle. Nearly 1,000 people were already watching as she leaned towards the lens, lips pursed, abs flexed. Another day, another gym session. Let's get to it. No excuses for the fatties out there either. Her audience flooded the chat with fire emojis. Emily thrived on their attention. She'd made a career off reminding them she was better, fitter, stronger than any of them. She prowled the floor until her eyes landed on the leg press, perfect for her next video. Except someone was already on it. A large and wobbly, heavyset woman grunted under the weight, her face flushed red. Without a single stroke of empathy, Emily marched right over. "Really?" she scoffed, loud enough for half the gym to hear. "This machine isn't made for cows, sweetheart. Why don't you waddle off somewhere else before you break it?" The woman stared at Emily, frozen in complete shock at the verbal abuse she'd received. Her eyes welled with tears. She scrambled to grab her water bottle, head bowed in shame as she abandoned the seat. Emily made a song and dance about cleaning up the sweaty seat with a paper towel before she plopped down in her place, smirking at her phone. "See, guys? Don't let lazy hogs get between you and the equipment." But she wasn't alone. At the squat rack, a tall, broad-shouldered woman had watched the whole exchange. Her name was Bridget. When Emily strutted over to adjust her tripod, Bridget passed by and gave the stand a little bump. Emily's phone toppled to the ground.
"Hey, watch it!" Emily snapped.
Bridget bent down, plucked the phone from the floor, and pressed it back into Emily's hand. Her touch lingered. The device was strangely hot, almost burning. "You might want to be careful with that," Bridget murmured, her voice smooth, knowing. "A cruel act is like a pound on the scale. Sooner or later, it catches up to you." Emily rolled her eyes, setting the phone back up. "Weird woman, whatever." She started her next set. Halfway through her reps, Emily noticed her leggings pinching. At first, she thought it was just the angle, until she looked down. Her thighs were thicker, not pumped, not flexed, but fatter, chunky. Softness spilled around the edges of the seat. "What the hell?" she whispered. "No matter, I'll just add a few more reps on." What Emily was unaware of, but Bridget knew very well, is that for every rep she accomplished, 1 pound of fat would be added to her body. It was a mistake for her to push on. 5 more reps, and her belly pushed forward. Rolls formed where moments ago flat, chiseled abs had been. Her sports bra cut into swelling rolls of flab. She shot upright, which was oddly difficult, nearly toppling the weights. The live stream chat exploded. "Filter? Fat Sid?" they typed, spamming laughing emojis. Panic surged.
Emily bolted to the treadmill as fast as her now fat legs and waddling hips would take her, slamming the speed to max. Sweat poured as she sprinted, gasping, but every stride added pounds, her arms puffed up nice and thick, her breasts swelled into heavy melons that slapped against her chest, her gut bouncing wildly. "No, no, no," she sobbed, her newly developed jowls shaking, seams split, as her shorts shredded apart. She dropped to the mats, trying push-ups, sit-ups, burpees. All looked ridiculous for a woman, pushing 350 pounds. But the harder she strained, the faster she grew. Her body swelled, doughy and massive. Her chins multiplied. Her thighs spread like soft, thick tree trunks, her ass spreading wildly across the floor. Every rep, every breath, packed another soft layer of fat onto her frame. By the time she collapsed, Emily was unrecognizable. 500 pounds of heaving, sobbing, fat female form. She was helpless, sweaty. Her phone, still streaming, had captured it all. And her followers? They'd changed. They weren't gym freaks laughing anymore. They were. Hours later, the gym was deserted. The lights had dimmed, the thrum of treadmills and clang of weights long gone. Only the sound of Emily's ragged breath filled the cavernous space. She sat slumped against the mats, a heaving monument of fat, flab, and folds. Her belly sprawled between her thighs, thick rolls spilling sideways until they touched the floor. Her bra had long ago snapped, her tits sloshing heavy and sore with every pant. She tried not to look at herself in the mirror, but every angle showed the same thing. A grotesquely fat, sweaty hog where the gym queen once stood. Her phone buzzed. Somehow, the stream was still live. Emily blinked through tears and saw the numbers. Her followers had doubled, tripled. Every comment praised her new size. Queen piggy, feed the hog, perfect belly. Bigger, fatter, more. Her heart sank, but lower down, her pussy clenched. "No, no, I'm not," she whimpered, hand trembling. As she pushed it under her swollen gut, she gasped. The flesh was hot, soaked with sweat, slicker than she'd ever felt. Just the act of reaching past all that fat made her pulse race. She tried to resist, but the comments kept rolling. "Touch it. Rub it. Show us what a greedy pig you are." "God. Oh God," Emily sobbed, but her fingers slid lower anyway. The folds of her fupa swallowed her hand until she found her clit, buried and swollen, throbbing with desperate heat. The instant she stroked it, she moaned, loud, guttural.